This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. President Obama is well known for his ability to connect with young people, his apparently effortless charm and perfect pitch. Comedy writer Brian Donovan admits the president has all of that and more, but those aren't necessarily assets he values as a voter.
This was the moment where I officially gave up on President Obama.
20 years ago, I became the luckiest man on earth because Michelle Obama agreed to marry me.
Really? Mr. President, I don't need to know when your anniversary is. I don't even know when my anniversary is, mostly because my girlfriend is imaginary. But what I do need to know is why I should vote for you. Look, Barack Obama is cool. He's never in a rush, and he looks great in a pair of blue jeans. When Mitt Romney puts on blue jeans, he looks about as comfortable as a rhinoceros. But I don't care. I don't need a cool guy. I need a dorky guy who's got a bunch of dorky sons who spent most of his dorky life in front of a calculator figuring out how to make a ton of dorky money. Because that guy gets stuff done. Here's what critics say about Mitt. They say he will change, he will twist, he will alter. He's like Gumby, except a Mormon and with more gel in his hair. But I'm okay with that. He wants to win and he'll do whatever it takes. Obama spent 4 years trying to build consensus and didn't win much of anything. We've already had a lackluster four-year relationship with the president. Now it looks like we might break up with him, and he's making a lot of promises. But we all know what happens when you get back together with an ex. It starts out great, and then in 2 weeks they're back to stealing money from your wallet and hooking up with your best friend. Or maybe that's just me. But the point is, we know what we're going to get from Mr. Obama. Charm, inspiration, and mediocre results. So maybe it's time we give the other guy a shot, because we know he'll fight dirty. And I'd rather see 4 more years of that than 4 more years of happy anniversaries.
Brian Donovan lives and writes in Los Angeles.